This is GQDN for Monday, June 24th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They are really delicious. When you do, you can get your cup with it or get another drink mix, because mainly what you want. Then you go to the checkout line, you put in the code QUEST, and you'll get 25% off of your purchase. Yummy, yummy stuff. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Words are hard today. And by stackup.org. Yeah, words are hard. Because today we talk about, how about saving a lot of money? Like nearly $1,000. Or almost $2,000. I'm sorry. Like a lot of money. Or maybe you could have your own PC made out of an Xbox. And we got news about Stardew Valley as well. But today, we have news about Engadget, but it's about Apple. And they could be facing a big time fine after the EU said that it violated its competition rules. So like I said, this is from Engadget. And Apple may be up to about a 10% of its global annual revenue fine, 10% of its global annual revenue. And it'd be 10% of that number would be the fine. And that would be following a regulatory action from the European Union officials. Now, they only did their preliminary findings from the investigation. And within that finding, they said that the company did breach the Digital Markets Act because Apple's rules is failing to let the app store developers use their alternative payment options aside from using Apple's payment option. So, if Apple is indeed found guilty, they could be fined billions of dollars under the DMA's penalties. Now, if the violation is repeated, the fine could reach up to 20% of the global annual revenue. I said words are hard. Revenue. There we go. So, what is essentially happening is that Apple is blocking, in this case, the gaming apps from using their own payment options, because Apple takes a percentage from the developers to be able to put apps on the iOS. Now, Apple did talk to Engadget about this in a statement. Quote, throughout the past several months, Apple has made a number of changes to comply with the DMA in response to feedback from developers and the European Commission. We are confident our plan complies with the law, and estimate more than 99% of developers would pay the same or less in fees to Apple under new business terms we created. All developers doing business in the EU on the App Store have the opportunity to utilize the capabilities that we have introduced, including the ability to direct app users to the web to complete purchases at a very competitive rate. As we have done routinely, we will continue to listen and engage with the European Commission. So we will keep you apprised on that story. Now, getting on to some games for a little bit, Square Enix did ask fans, please don't spoil the Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail, because people will get that in early access. So, the Dawn Trail expansion will be in early access on June 28th. But Square Enix did ask the players not to spoil other players. So here's what they said about this. Quote, during the early access period, there will be no restrictions on what content you can discuss, post, or stream while following the Material Usage License Agreement. However, we ask that early access users please be considerate and do their best to avoid the posting spoiler-related content, as there are those players who may start the official launch or play at their own pace. Now, the expansion launches officially on July 2nd, and that would include a major extension of the Final Fantasy XIV story, with a new map and the Viper and Pikmonster jobs. Well, there's also going to be raids and dungeons and more stuff, so people will be able to experience everything on July 2nd. But if you got early access, you get in there June 28th. Now, we go to Stardew Valley. And if you want to talk about spoilers, Kotaku.com did say that if you play hardcore mode, well, don't use a guide because that could delete your saves. Well, that's the thing, because some people would say that Stardew Valley is too easy, but now there's a hardcore mode and that will not change a lot of things, but it will delete your save file if you use the Stardew Valley Wiki, which is the most useful resource in the game, at least according to Kotaku. But Games Radar did spot it, and the mod was created by the software engineers Sylvie Nightshade on June 21st. She was inspired by the article on Hard Drive, and that was posted only hours earlier on the same day titled, quote, Stardew Valley's new hardcore mode deletes your farm if you open the wiki, end quote. So she made an announcement on X, Twitter, and she said there, quote, so I made this real. Source code, github.com, Los Kagami, and there's a further link on that. So, yep, now it's real. And Nightshade's mod does delete the Stardew Valley save file if you open up the game's wiki. Yeah. Now, we talked about this on the pre-show to the Group Quest Weekly show. That's strictly on Dawnforge. So I'm just going to say this here about Dr. Disrespect and Twitch ban, which included a minor, okay? Now, Dr. Disrespect was banned from the platform for unknown reasons at that time. But there's a new report that was released there Saturday morning, and they said that his ban was the result of him texting to a minor through Twitch, and that was through the Whispers messaging system. And he was offering to meet him or meet with the kid at TwitchCon. Now, a former Twitch employee, who did remain anonymous when they spoke to The Verge, did say that there was a, quote, significant, quote, amount of time that passed from when Dr. Disrespect sent the messages between himself and the minor, allegedly. Then the moderation report about the messages was filed. So Cody Connors went up on Twitter and said, quote, he got banned because he got caught sexting a minor in the then existing Twitch Whispers product. He was trying to meet up with her at TwitchCon. The powers that be could read in plain text. Case closed, gang, end quote. But Dr. Disrespect also got up on Twitter and responded. So here's what he said, quote, I get it. This is a hot topic, but this has been settled. No wrongdoing was acknowledged, and they paid out the whole contract. I didn't do anything wrong. All this has been probed and settled. Nothing illegal, no wrongdoing was found, and I was paid. Now that is the full news according to GameSpot. You can let me know what you think at Joe Broms on Twitter. Now we get to some curious news. According to Pure Xbox, somebody turned their Xbox into a gaming PC. So what this is posted on Reddit. What Subject Historian 70 did say what he did, and he posted a full list of what you need to do that. So yeah, he did. And it does look pretty interesting. There's some pictures up on the site, what he did. And they broke open the Xbox. He used an Xbox One, by the way. And he made it a gaming PC, video card and all. But if you're gonna do that, you might want a monitor. Oh wait, this is a laptop. PC Games N did say that LG's new OLED monitor has doubled the lifespan and tripled the brightness. Watch your eyes, people. Now they're using the tandem OLED panels, the use of a double layer of OLEDs. And that includes the trio of red, green, and blue subpixels that would combine to create all the pixels, or each pixel, that is. And with this new tandem OLED tech, well, it reduces the power consumption, which doubles the lifespan. So LG also claimed that new panels are actually 40% thinner and 28% lighter. Now, there's a price tag for it. And right now it's at Amazon for $722. So be prepared for the price. And that's the top rated OLED gaming monitors via Samsung. But the next one, the one I was talking about, the Tandem OLED, according to PC Game Zen, is projected to be at a higher cost. So maybe $1,000?
Maybe.
But that's okay, because there'll be some games for it no matter what. NintendoLife.com did say that, well, this is a US show. Will we do the UK charts? Because it's kind of interesting to see what games are selling elsewhere. And number one is EA Sports FC 24. Number two is Elden Ring's Shadow of the Erdtree Edition. Number three is Hogwarts Legacy. Then Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. That's at number five. Minecraft. Grand Theft Auto 5. Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And Still Wakes the Deep. That's the top 10. Mortal Kombat 1's down to 13. That's up one. Marvel Spider-Man 2 is down to 19. Big time drop. That was 8th last week. So, yep. Yeah, that's the top 10 in the UK. But, like I said, soccer took the top spot, right? Well, what if FIFA had a football game? Well, they don't. So what'd they do instead? According to Eurogamer.net, FIFA now has a Rocket League esports tournament. Yeah, we hit the esports corner, and Rocket League did team up with FIFA to create the FIFA Esports World Cup. Now there will be 16 participating nations. They'll submit 3 players and 1 substitute, while the nations themselves will be selected, quote, based on the number of representatives from each country in previous Rocket League majors, end quote. So here's what Christian Folk, FIFA's director of eFootball and gaming, did say, quote, the FIFA E World Cup featuring Rocket League marks a new era for FIFA E, providing a groundbreaking platform for FIFA's members' associations to compete on one of the most relevant esports titles. This milestone partnership highlights our commitment to evolve our football esports ecosystem and continue to build the biggest stages for all communities to fame their game, end quote. So FIFA E got up on Twitter and said, welcome to FIFA Real Sports, the first ever FIFA World Cup featuring Rocket League. Which nation would you like to see compete? Let us know by commenting with your flag. But if you don't want to do Rocket League, maybe you can help some kids out. Because PC Games N did say that you can create any type of Roblox game using a $2,000 valued bundle, which if you're using Humble Bundle, you can save a lot of money, because right now that bundle is $25. That is damn near 99.9% off. And what that would do is help out a lot of kids. So if you want to buy it, it's up on Humble Bundle, and you can make a lot of games with it. In fact, PC Gamer said about 1,001 different assets. So you could use your whole imagination about making something, a lot of something, and that would be a lot of value, because Humble Bundle does raise funds that support the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, at which that network has 170 member hospitals that does provide 32 million treatments to the kids that are not well in all of North America. So if you buy from Humble Bundle, you're helping out a lot of kids. You can help us out at stackup.org too, but this is about the kids. We will have more news tomorrow. So maybe instead of go play some games, people, go create some.